The November ballot amendment would permit the Senate and the Assembly to appoint members to what the amendment describes as an independent commission to redraw legislative district lines every 10 years, as required by the census. The State Board of Elections approved the language for the proposal at their August meeting. Board Commissioner Andy Spano says he's satisfied with the final wording.
We all talked about it. We talked to other people about it, and that made a lot of sense because I think it defined what was the initial intent of the legislature and the governor.
Currently, the legislature controls redistricting directly. Traditionally, the majority parties in each house of the legislature have mutually agreed to draw the new districts to suit the party in power. Critics say that's led to all sorts of oddly misshapen districts, gerrymandered to help an incumbent lawmaker win re-election or keep the seat in the hands of one of the main political parties. In 2012, lawmakers once again drew districts to favor the majority parties in each house, but agreed to pass a constitutional amendment to change the process for the next time in 2022. But critics of the new amendment say it would not really change anything. Susan Lerner with Common Cause says the amendment is the opposite of reform because it locks in the legislature's control of the process for decades to come.
This is Albany with the same old all over again.
Lerner says under the new system, Senate and Assembly leaders would appoint 8 of the 10 commissioners. Those appointees would have final say over any new maps ultimately drawn. She says it would allow the legislature to continue to be the puppet masters controlling the strings.
There is misleading language in the ballot language that has been adopted, particularly the use of the word independent to describe a commission which in the same sentence is described as being directly appointed by the legislature, and ignoring the fact that there are special voting rules that allow political parties to maintain control over this commission and ultimately over the maps. So it's the voters, again, who are shorted in this process.
Lerner attended the meeting, hoping to convince the Board of Elections to change the language of the ballot amendment to something she considers more neutral. Common Cause, along with the New York Public Interest Research Group, believe the new commission should be referred to as bipartisan to reflect the fact that lawmakers from the major parties in each house of the legislature would still have considerable control over the outcome. But other reform groups, including the League of Women Voters and Citizens Union, backed the amendment and had suggested the wording that was adopted by the board. The Board of Elections also deleted some of the wording of the original amendment language, which was submitted by the state attorney general. The initial version said that the legislature could redraw the lines if the new commission's redistricting plan is rejected by the Senate and the Assembly. While the legislature will still retain that ultimate power, it won't say so on the ballot amendment that goes to voters in November. Board of Elections Commissioner Spano concedes that no matter how it's written, the redistricting amendment may be difficult for the public to comprehend.
It's not an easy issue, but probably one of the foremost issues in getting government to run more appropriately and getting the right candidates.
The Board of Elections also approved another less controversial amendment. It would allow the state to borrow $2 billion to upgrade technology in school classrooms. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.